Hello, this is Adrian.
How you doing?
Great.
Is Randy in?
Randy's actually my business partner, sir. He's not available at the time. Is there something I could help you with?
He left one of his cards. He sent one of his cards to our mailbox. You know, as is, all cash.
Yeah, we're offering crazy offers, as is, all cash. Is that something that you're possibly interested in, sir?
Yeah, well, it depends on the particulars. I'm at 1262 North Ithaca Street in Gilbert.
1262 North Ithaca Street?
Yeah.
Great. Is that your current residence, sir?
That's my current residence.
Awesome. So let me kind of explain to you what it is that we're doing. We sent these letters out prospecting to see if anybody was interested in possibly selling a property that they own. We've recently purchased a property, fixed, flipped it. And so we're just looking for a couple more before the year's up, actually before the month, the beginning of the month just started. So we have some funds to buy a couple more properties. We buy them as is, like the letter says, meaning you don't have to drop a single dime into it. You don't have to lift a single paintbrush. Okay?
Right.
And also, there's no costs involved with the purchase of the property. So there's no closing costs. There's no fees. There's nothing whatsoever.
Okay.
And I know this is your current residence, but we can close a property fairly quickly. I'd say in about 2 to 2.5 weeks, we can have a property closed out. I'm not too sure if that's how fast you're looking to move, or even if it's something you would consider, but we kind of let you pick the closing date. We customize the whole sales process to work in your favor.
Right. Well, that sounds good.
Great.
Because we will be relocating to a retirement community, and we already purchased the home. We already purchased the home. It's not contingent on the sale of this house.
Oh, okay.
So.
But the sooner you can sell this house, the sooner you get to enjoy that retirement, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well,
and I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir. What was your name?
My name is Earl. We're Earl and Karen Epps.
Okay, Earl. My name is Adrian. Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Your name is what?
Adrian.
Adrian, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you've already purchased another property, Earl, in a retirement community. What are you retiring from?
Well, I've been retired 11 years now, so. But I was a school administrator.
Oh, here in the Valley?
Yeah.
Gilbert area?
I retired out of Tempe.
Oh, what school?
Arredondo.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was a principal at Arredondo.
How was that? Did you enjoy what you did?
Yeah, it was fine, but it was time to go.
You're going to enjoy retirement a lot more?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of those active communities.
Awesome. That's typically how it works. Yeah. What is it, a retirement community out on the east side, or are you moving all the way to the west side?
No, we'll be staying in the East Valley.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know they got some new retirement communities going up in the West Valley too.
No, we decided to stay in the East, you know. So we'll go to the Southeast Valley.
Okay. Earl, is it okay maybe I ask you a couple questions in regards to the property, sir?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, beautiful. So you own this property. How long have you owned it for?
Since it was built, 23 years.
23 years. Okay.
And 96, yeah.
Awesome. You're the first and original owner?
The original owner.
You had the property built?
Yeah.
All right, in this 23 years, Earl, what type of upgrades have you done to the property?
Well, the floor and the air condition, water heater, sink, kitchen sink, garbage disposal, dishwasher. Yeah, I'm reciting with my wife.
I hear it back there. Tell her I said hi.
And those are the most recent upgrades. Yeah, So that's been about it.
And how long, how recent are those, were those upgrades done?
What, within the last 5 years?
For what?
Those upgrades, man.
Yeah, probably pretty close. Tile might be a few years older than that.
The tile might be a few years older.
Okay.
And it's the big 18 by 18.
Oh, okay, marble?
No.
No.
Porcelain.
Porcelain.
Porcelain. Okay.
And
how about countertops?
House,
you guys,
huh?
Granite countertops, backsplash, you guys put...
No backsplash, no grand top. This is the original. The cabinets are whitewashed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So typically what we do, Earl, is we come in, and I'm sure you've seen it on TV, right? They come in, people get crazy, start swinging a sledgehammer around, and then all of a sudden the house is pretty in a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in a 30-minute show. It takes us a little bit longer than that to do it. But we kind of do the same thing. We come in, put some new flooring in if we need it, put some new countertops in, backsplash, you know, the grays, the whites, everything
right.
That's selling right now on the market. That's typically what we do to the property.
Yeah.
Make it look real nice and pretty. And then we list it at a later date, you know, to try to recuperate some of the money that we spent on the rehab.
Right, for sure. And it's a golf course lot, this line.
Oh, you back the golf course?
Yeah.
What hole?
13th, I think it is.
Ooh. Some people say that's an unlucky number.
No, but it's way up on the mound away from us. We're actually on the... where the balls come through the pond. We're just above the pond.
Okay.
Water.
So no golf balls through the window or only occasionally?
Nothing
through the window. Some come into the yard.
On the wall.
Yeah.
Or the roof.
You ever sit in the backyard and hit them back to the people that are playing on the court?
No, but our cat used to.
Used to go
used to go steal the balls.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So it's
HOA is low. HOA is low here, 106 a quarter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's really low.
Yeah.
And just out of curiosity, Earl, did you guys have a price in mind of maybe how much you guys would even think about selling the property for?
Well, we were
in the condition that it's in right now.
We were initially looking at 375.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, you know, once you guys come in and experts or whatever, we're sure there's a negotiation.
Okay. And one more time, what was that address, Earl?
1262 North Ithaca Street. ITHICA.
1262 North Ithaca Street.
Right.
ICA, correct?
Yeah, ICA, right.
Okay. And have you done any research, Earl, of how much properties are selling for in the area?
They're running in and around that.
One just sold for $375.
Another one sold for four something.
Oh, wow.
And $375 wasn't on the golf course.
Okay, and did you get a chance to look at those properties?
No, I understand. You know, my wife had went through. There was some upgrades to one of the properties she saw.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't want to really do that because we figured somebody want to come in and do their own thing.
Right, right. And that's typically, like I said, that's what we do. I mean, you're already – when is your property going to be done, the retirement property that you're
– we're just a little more than 60 days out. We're waiting to get that call, you know, for the 60 days out. And they said it should
okay.
be about another week.
Awesome. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, long overdue, long time coming, but hopefully we'll get us both, because we're both retired, get us, you know, more actively involved.
Okay.
Like I plan to take some classes, you know, like, you know, backgammon, writing, bocce ball, you know.
Is the wife going to be taking some Zumba classes out there?
Yeah, she's going to be taking Zumba. I'm going to take yoga.
Yeah, I heard that's really good, actually. Yeah, she do. I got a friend that he does hot yoga. He does hot yoga like twice a week. He's actually lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
He's looking real healthy these days.
Right. Well, good. Well, I'm going to do yoga for elderly folks.
I think I need that. I had a couple sports injuries that I feel like I'm elderly.
Right. I hear you. Well, I got an old, worn-out sports body. You know, I'm in my 70s now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I'm still kicking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. What you're in your 70s, but what is your mind? There's three ages, right?
Yeah.
Your actual age, the age that your mind tells you are, and then the age that your body tells you you are.
Right, for sure. Well, my body tells me I'm 90-something.
So which probably explains, too, also why you're not looking to spend any money on investing into this property anymore. You guys have done what you guys needed to do for the time that you've had it, the 23 years that you've had it. So
yeah, there was a roof repair too.
Okay, when was that?
Within this year, I think.
Basically roof maintenance.
Roof maintenance, I guess. You know.
Okay. Everything turned out pretty good?
Yeah, they did what they needed to do up there, you know. Replaced a few tiles, you know. Yeah. Wasn't much.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Earl. I mean, you guys understand that the property, it could benefit from some updates or upgrades. That's something that you guys aren't looking to do at all, right?
Right.
Okay. And then listing the property, is there, you know, the property, it's definitely in a great area on the golf course. You know, are you guys not looking to list the property either?
Well, you know, we have an ex-realtor of ours who just lives right up the street, but, you know, we figured we'd give you guys a shot.
Well, I appreciate that, and just to be honest with you, Earl, you know, we're gonna do our best to make you a fair offer,
yeah,
and something that you feel that you would work with, but sometimes we don't buy every property that we come across either, you know.
For
but
sure, I know.
Like, it sounds like, you know, with the way the property is right now, that it could benefit for some updates. It sounds like you're a great candidate for our program.
Right. For sure. Well, we realize there's a negotiation involved, Adrian, so but we figured we give you guys an opportunity to look at and see what we could work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just taking a look, I mean, if properties are selling for about $375,000 to $400,000, you know, understanding we're going to have to come in and we're going to do some work, you know, even if they did sell at that price range, you know, we would that's not going to be your net offer, even if you were to list it with a realtor, right?
Right.
Let's
for
say,
sure.
For
okay.
Example, a realtor listed at $375,000 and it does sell at that price. Commission, closing costs, all those other fun things are going to be, you know, charged to you. With us, it's a net offer.
Right.
You know, that being said, you know, if you're firm at that $375,000 price range, you know, it probably wouldn't be something that we'd be able to do. But now, if you are understanding that we are going to take care of all the costs for you. We're going to have it done for you in a much more timely manner than actually listing the property. You know, I'd be more than happy to take a look at this.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I said, you guys need to come look and make us an offer, and we'll see what we could do.
And that's what I fully intend to do. At the end of the day, that's all I can do. If I make you an offer and you accept it, great, then we'll move forward. And you'll know that, all right, you're just taking care of this from here on out. But now if we make you an offer and it's not something that you want to accept, that's not a problem either. Like I said, we buy 40 to 50 properties a month.
Right.
So in over three different states. Yeah. So this it's not something that we do for fun, right? This is actually a living. This is how I you know, I put food on the table for my family.
For sure.
We just purchased.
What company are you working with?
National Cash Offer, sir.
National Cash Offers?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we did, like I said, we purchased, you know, 40 to 50 properties a month.
company was started locally. You know, we started here in Arizona about 4.5-5 years ago.
Right.
And then we started buying in Arizona, fixing and flipping. Found out that you can still buy some properties for really cheap in Las Vegas.
Right.
So we started buying properties really cheap in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Found out in California, the profit margins are much higher. So we started buying in California, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's all been a blessing, honestly.
Right.
It's been a blessing from God, everything that we've been able to accomplish in this short time frame. And so now we're in a position to, we're just trying to help as many people out as possible. You know, we're going to make money. That's a granted. That's what
right.
we do.
Sounds great.
Right? But what we want to do is we want to make sure that the experience that our sellers are having, you know, far outweighs the money that we're making. Right? Because at the end of the day, all we want to know is, did you enjoy this process? And would you refer somebody to go through this process with us?
Right.
Or would you yourself go through this process with us again? Because that's how we base our value.
For sure. But
right?
That's a good evaluation method.
I appreciate that. So let me do this, Earl. I'm definitely going to go. I'm going to run some general numbers for you, okay?
Right.
Just some general numbers so I can see kind of what prices are, you know, what people are buying properties at. If they're fixed and flipped or, you know, are they just selling as is? I'm
yeah.
going to take a look, some comparables, and see what they're selling for,
yeah.
What people are buying for. And then I'm going to just come up with a general offer range. And then
yeah.
I'll give you a call back, and I'll let you know what that general offer range is.
Okay.
If we land in that general offer range, you know, I'll schedule to come out and take a look at the properties. Does that sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. And then
all right.
You're already retired. Now, are there any times that you don't? I mean, I'm sure you've been waking. You woke up for the past, you know, however many years you've been working early. So
yeah. Well, let me tell
you. Mornings, afternoons, or evenings.
Well, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays work best.
Okay.
Okay, and we're open. You know, we like usually before noon, but we're open.
Okay. Like I said, Earl, you know, it's me basically catering to you, whatever makes you feel comfortable, whatever works best for you, that's what
yeah.
I'm going to do. You know, I'm available all day, every day. So
I hear you.
You said Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Right.
Before noon.
Yeah. You know, generally speaking, if there's a scheduling problem, we can schedule afternoon, but, you know, at our age, we try to stay out of this heat. You know, I don't
yeah,
know
that,
when
I
you
think,
come out to look at the house, I'm sure you look inside out.
Yeah, I don't think that's an age thing, Earl. Man, I'm 33 years old, and I try to stay out of the heat, too.
Yeah, well, I'm 71.
the only thing that'll get me out on the sun is golf.
Right. All righty. Well, I look forward to
right.
hearing from you, Adrian.
All right, sir. Hey, I appreciate you even giving us a phone call.
All righty. Sounds
all right.
Good. All righty. Take care. Right, get back to me with those numbers.
Will do. I'll do that tomorrow. Tell the wife I said thank you also for helping out with some of the information.
Righto.
All righty.
Take good care. Have a good evening.
You too, Earl. Thank you.
Bye-bye.